Archie the manager's faking Duffy ain't here. Oh, Duffy, guess who's coming down tonight? Well, I'll give you a hint. Think of a beautiful face with hair hanging down over one eye. No, not John L. Lewis. His hair hangs down over both eyes. It's Veronica Lake, Duffy. Huh? Well, no, actually, she don't wear it that way no more. Now, you ought to see her. Face is as bald as a billiard pool. Oh, yes, a very beautiful dish, you know. A figure, it's sort of petitely Juno-esque. Petite in some spots and Juno-esque in others. Like Mrs. Duffy? Duffy, I said Juno-esque, not Jumbo-esque. Yes, sir, Duffy. Veronica's one of the most beautiful dames in this whole world. Yeah, her face beams like a full moon in April. Her shoulders have the whiteness of the blossoms in May. Her eyes twinkle like little snowflakes in December. What happened to June, July, August, September, October? The census cut them out. What? I promised to get a big name singer for the joint? Well, Duffy, I got that arranged. See, Panya Slavnik, the music teacher, is bringing a singer down. That's one of the biggest names in show business. A chanteuse? No, it's a male singer. Yeah. A mantus. What? Look, Duffy, if I say I'm going to get you a big name, I'm going to get you a big name. If I don't, I'm a dirty what? I'm going to get you an even bigger name than that. Huh? Okay, I'll call you back. Say, Eddie, you know, we have a distinguished guest coming here tonight.
Yes, sir?
Did you wash the windows on the side wall?
Oh, Mr. Arch, I've been washing that wall for years. I ain't found a window yet.
Well, find one and clean it.
We're sure getting particular here. First thing you know, we'll be using napkins.
Huh? Eddie, you read me mind. You must be psychopathic. Oh, here. Look. Napkins. Two of them. Sure. Well, high class customers, you know, the carnage trade. And, Eddie, I don't know whether you know anything about napkins, but look at these. Feel the quality of that paper.
Well, that's a funny thing. I was in a place the other day that uses cloth napkins.
Well, that's possible. These days they're using cheap substitutes for everything. Well, speaking of the devil,
Archie, I hear Veronica Lake is coming down here tonight.
That's right, Miss Duffy.
For what reason?
For what reason? Well, far be it from me to say, but what do you think?
There must be another reason.
Oh, yeah? Ask Eddie why she's coming.
Well, it could be the food here.
The food, Eddie, that'd be silly.
No sillier than the other reason.
As I have told you many times, Miss Duffy, it happens that I have a certain amount of personal magnetism.
You mean you attract maggots?
Veronica Lake happens to be a movie star.
Don't change the subject. You and Veronica Lake.
Yes, sir, I can see it already. The two of us sitting in the moonlight, holding hands. Swine hearts beating in diesel time. Her sitting on me lap, me kissing her. Her kissing me. Me kissing her. Her kissing me. Me kissing her. Her kissing me.
Stay up there another 8 hours and you can get a pilot's license.
Oh, what the use of talking to you? Hey, Eddie, dust off that mirror behind the bar.
Dust off the bar mirror?
Yeah.
This is revolutionary.
Duffy says he wants it so clean that he can see his face in it.
8 to 5, when he takes a look, he'll want to put the dust back.
Oh, I don't know. There's uglier people in Duffy on 3rd Avenue.
Oh.
Hello, Arch.
Eddie, I guess you was right. Hello, Finnegan. Hey, you're all dressed up tonight.
Thanks. You like this sweater?
Oh, very, very good. Goes well with them sneakers. Tell me, where'd you get the sweater?
My mother made it for me. She's just learning how to knit.
Your mother's knitted it, huh? Wait a minute. Hey, what's them two buttons doing in the back?
Started out to be long underwear.
Well, it's a lucky thing you dressed formal tonight. You know, we're expecting a very attractive lady of the opposite sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, who's the dame?
The dame is Veronica Lake.
Oh, boy. Veronica Lake.
You go for her, huh?
Oh, boy, do I. I seen one of them candid camera pictures of her in a movie magazine with Alan Ladd.
Yeah, huh? What kind of a candid camera picture was it?
Oh, you should have seen it, Arch.
Yeah, huh?
All she was wearing was a skimpy little bathing suit.
That's all, huh?
Yeah. You never seen such a bathing suit, Arch. There was practically nothing to it.
Yeah. Really, huh?
Yeah. I just couldn't take my eyes off the picture. Boy, what muscles that Alan Laird has.
Hello? Oh, hello, Duffy. Huh? The big name singer I promised you? Well, Tanya Slavnik ain't brought him down yet. Huh? If it's Perry Como, Mrs. Duffy would like a lock of his curly hair. But, Duffy, suppose it turns out to be Crosby. Oh. Just send a piece of his scalp, huh? Duffy, that's already been asked for by Mrs. Sinatra. I'll tell you as soon as the guy gets here, though, Duffy. I'll call you back.
Hey, Arch.
Yeah?
This new singer, do you think he'll make me swoon?
Swoon? Well, with you, it'll be hard to tell. Hey, Miss Duffy.
Yeah?
Miss Duffy, that music teacher of yours, that Yasha Panyaslavnik, is he a reliable judge of talent?
If he wasn't, do you think he'd hold such an important position?
What position?
He only happens to be the technical advisor to Western Union for all singing telegrams.
Oh, boy, I didn't know. I only hope that he ain't trying to palm you off as the big name singer.
I wouldn't sing for you with a 10-foot pole. Besides, it so happens that Yasha is saving me for television.
Lucky radio. He's gonna put you in television, huh?
Yes, he's very complimentary. He keeps saying, Miss Duffy, your face will be just right for television as soon as some improvements are made.
Well, you can't help your face, Miss Duffy. After all, it's a matter of hereditity. Look at that picture there. Look at that horrible picture of your old man up there.
I don't think it's so horrible. I think it's a very good likeness.
Miss Duffy, you're looking at the Buck Beer sign. That's your father's picture hanging next to it.
Oh. Well, I admit he's no Clark Gable.
He ain't even a Boris Karloff. Eddie, please, turn that picture of Duffy around so that when Veronica Lake gets here, it won't turn her stomach. Brother, it's a lucky thing De Valera never seen that picture of Duffy. He'd soon for lousing up the map of Ireland. Eddie, I wonder what famous singer Tanya Slavnik's bringing down tonight.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Caruso.
Don't be silly. Caruso's in Italy.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's Tanya Slavnik now. Hey, Yasha.
Your humble servant.
Did you bring that singer that you promised?
By me, a promise is a promise.
Well, quick, who is he? Where is he?
At the moment, he is outside goggling.
Oh, well, quick, bring him in. Hello? Hello, Duffy, the singer? He's outside lubricating his goggles. Well, I'll know in a second, but I got a hunch that it's either Bing Crosby or Dennis Day.
Archie, here he is.
Hold on, Duffy. I'll find out who it is. Yasha.
Yes?
Come on now. Bing Crosby or Dennis Day? Who is he?
Lope Balaguer.
I'll call you back, Duffy. Anya Slavnik, how would you like a punch in the nose? What is a Lope Balaguer?
He's the singer.
But you said he was a Bing Crosby.
So we'll get him some loud shirts.
Yes, you promised me a big name, and you give me a guy named Lope Balaguer.
Please, my boy. Lope Balaguer is only being his stage name.
Oh, well, that's different.
Of course. His real name is Jose Balaguer.
I'll punch both of them in a nose.
Oh, please, my boy, don't be so impatient. Lope, what song you would like to sing?
I will sing Contigo a la Distancia.
Hello? Hello, Duffy. He's about to sing. Huh? No, it ain't Morton Downey. No, not Chauncey Alcott. No, not John McCormick. Is he Irish? Duffy, he's as Irish as Patty's enchilada. Well, now, you just listen and see if you can guess who he is. Okay, kind of slobbing. Turn him loose. You listening, Duffy? Okay.
No existe un momento del día en que pueda apartarme de ti. Ya todo parece distinto porque no estás junto a mí. No hay bella melodía en que no surjas tú, ni yo quiero cantarla si no la escuchas tú. Es que te has convertido en parte de mi alma. Me consuela si no estás tú también. Más allá de tus labios, del sol y las estrellas, contigo a la distancia, amada mía, estoy.
Oh, Duffy, you liked them, huh? Well, did you recognize whose voice it was? Huh? No. Not Chiang Kai-shek. Keep guessing, Duffy. I'll call you later.
So, Archie, what's the difference? He's got a big name. This boy is making the women swoon.
Swoon? Hey, wait a minute. Maybe that's me way out of this. If I can get Veronica Lake to swoon over this guy, he'd get enough publicity to make him a big name. I can see the headlines already. Veronica Lake faints at Duffy. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Huh? No. Not Bobby Breen. Hey, just a minute. Veronica Lake just come in. Oh, yeah, dynamite, Duffy. You know, the kind of a dame when you see her on the beach in a bathing suit, you turn to your kid and you say, "Look, Junior, why don't you go bury your mother in the sand?" Well, look, Duffy, I've got to go and greet her. I'll call you right back. Huh? What? No, not Carmen Lombardo. But you're getting close. I'll call you back. Well, Veronica, welcome to Duffy's.
Hello, Archie.
Well, Miss Blake, may I say that I have long been a humble worshiper of your feet? Welcome to our hollow precincts.
Are they as hollow as they sound?
Oh, the same old gay, witty Veronica. You know, you ain't got a meal here for 7 years. What's kept you away so long?
What's kept me away for so long?
Yeah.
The will to live.
Well, that's nice to hear.
But there's one thing that I can't understand.
What?
What holds this building up?
I am equally at a loss. That address of yours.
What about it?
What holds that up?
Well, it's a hard struggle, Archie. You know, the law of gravity versus the laws of the state of New York.
Well, so much for pleasantries, Veronica. Leave us start the pitch.
What pitch?
Don't pretend with me, kid. Give in to thine own instincts. As Omar Khayyam himself once said, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou. And if food be the music of love, burp on. So, what do you say we start out with a little necking, huh?
Well, Archie, I don't know much about you.
You think of a better way to find out?
I mean about your background.
My background is just as obvious as yours. Don't try to stave me off, Veronica. You and me could be very happy. We could settle down in Beverly Hills, maybe build a little house, and before you know it, there'll be two or three little ones.
Not before I know it.
Well, naturally, I give you a warning. So, what do you say?
A him.
Oh. Oh, Miss, like, this is Miss Duffy, the fruit of Duffy's wedlock. Otherwise known as the fruitcake.
How do you do, fruitcake?
Likewise, I'm sure. Oh, Miss Lake, this is sure a thrill. Just think. To meet in person a girl who was in the same picture with Claudette Colbert.
Thank you.
Oh, you know, we love your pictures in my family. Papa, that's my father. He cried at one of your pictures. He said it was just like the story of his life.
The story of his life? What picture was that?
I married a witch.
Could say the same thing about I walked with a zombie.
Quiet, Archie. Miss Lake, I'd like to ask you a personal question.
Yes, what is it?
When all those fellas in the movies kiss you, do you get a thrill?
Of course I do. I'm only human.
There you see, Archie. It ain't the same as washing dishes.
Get out of here, will you? Now, let's see, Veronica. What was I talking about?
Yourself, let's face it.
That's funny, huh? You know, with a sense of humor like yours, you'd be a wrap-up for me, kid. But wait a minute. Before you start getting too serious, Veronica, I'd like you to do me a platonic favor.
But that I'd be happy to do.
Well, thank you. You see, we got a singer here, and he needs only one thing to make him famous.
A voice?
Besides that, the thing the guy needs is publicity. He's a crony, you know. And if his singing could make somebody like you swoon overnight, the guy would be notorious.
In other words, you want me to throw a faint?
That's right, throw a faint. How about it?
Look, brother, I ain't taking no dive for nobody, see?
Oh, Eddie.
Yep.
If this dame won't throw a faint, I'm a dead duck. How am I gonna do it?
Don't ask me. If the hen here didn't do it, nothing will.
Come on, Veronica, give me a break, will you? When his phone starts singing, how about one small swoon?
Archie, I can't do it.
Well, some people is actresses and some people ain't. Maybe it's just the lack of no ability.
Just what do you mean?
Well, if I asked Betty Davis to cry, I bet you she'd flood the joint in a minute. Here I asked you to pull a simple swoon, and what happens?
Well, perhaps if I heard this crooner sing, it might help.
It certainly would. Wait, I'll get him over. Hey, Lupe, come here.
Yes, Archie.
Shake hands with Veronica Lake.
Buenas noches, senorita.
How do you do?
Senorita, I think you are the most beautiful, wonderful, gorgeous, marvelous...
That's enough, Lope. To help, do not mingle with the guests. You just stick to vocalize now and make it real swoony.
La 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 la.
That's it. Well, how about it, Veronica? Do you feel a little dizzy or... Sick?
No, I don't.
No, huh? That's funny, I do. Hello? Hello, Duffy. What? No, not singing Sam. Duffy, the guy's name is Lope Balaguer. Now calm down, Duffy. Relapse. Don't try to entrance him. This guy is just as famous as Crosby. Only nobody ever heard of him. Now, just a minute, Duffy. If we can make Veronica Lake swoon, will you be satisfied then? Okay. But if you don't, I'm fired? Look, be careful, Duffy. A remark like that might easily put a guy out of a job. Okay. I gotta make this dame swoon. Let's see now. Who looks like Sinatra around here?
I do, Arch.
You do?
Yep. I do. It's like, get a load of this. Good. Or nothing at all.
Well, nothing at all.
This dame just don't like music. Arch, I got an idea.
What?
Why don't we tap her gently on the skull with the bone starter?
I think if we can't commit arson. I got a better idea. I'll make her swamp. Oh, Veronica.
Yes, Archie.
Veronica, come here. Leave me trail thy luscious lips with a kiss. Well, how did you like it?
I'll take Finnegan's singing.
Eddie, I think Finnegan's right. There's only one thing left to do. Give me that bung starter.
Where is it?
Right there, back of Duffy's picture. Wait a minute, Eddie. Don't turn that picture around.
Who's that?
Duffy.
Oh.
Did it. Lope, you're hired. She swooned.
What did it, Arch?
Duffy's picture, of course. Why didn't we think of that in the first place? It just shows you, Eddie.
What?
The best laid plans of men and mice walk gang of gray in the face of a rat.